Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Sunday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern time if you're listening in live. But we do a Building Fortunes Radio show with a good friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. And we do this whether we are live or whether we're doing some repeats. And today is a super-duper special show. But I got to share with you, for those people that aren't familiar with Jody, I met her many years ago. It's been a while. I mean, it's been a while. I think we've grown decades old together, which is crazy.
That
it
is
just
true.
Has seemed to go so far. Anyway, so a friend of mine said, hey, you got to talk to Jody. So I said, sure. Like, I have a lot of friends, and a lot of people tell me, you know, you got to talk to these people. I said, sure. So I talked to Jody. And instantly when I met Jody, I said, uh-oh, there's something about this conversation that's going to be kind of like one of those that you just know that you're going to be in a relationship with this person for the rest of your life. I mean, she was so energetic, and she was so smart, and she still is, and she was just so on top of things, and I knew she had a lot of things going on at the same time. And although I would consider myself a pretty fast-paced person, you know, they always say the speed of the pack is the speed of leader. I was always the speed of the pack, if you know what I mean, because I was the speed of leader, but I was saying to myself, man, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with this gal. I mean, she's tough. So I'm like, okay, we're going to do this. So I playfully say, we started to do these Building Fortunes radio shows. And the great thing about it is I said, Jody, you know, I don't know where we're ever going to end up, if we ever finish. But the reality is going to be we're going to be able to document your levels of success. So some of the things you're working on, whether it's a distributor, whether it's a company owner, whether it's a consultant, whether it's health coaching stuff, it's going to be really good. And recently, over the last year or so, with COVID, as people were kind of reinventing some of the things that we were doing, she decided that she was going to, you know, put a camera in front of her face and then be, bam, on television. I'm like, okay, we can document that. And then it was like, oh, I met a gentleman and we're going to decide to do some books. So all of a sudden, bam, it's books. And then it's like multinational bestseller books. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And we're documenting all this stuff over here on Building Fortunes Radio. But I just say that to say I love working with Jody. She's so much fun. And the people that she's helping as far as customers and the other people that she's helping as far as people she's working with is just exceptional. So you want to ride that wave, if you will, work with Jody Bear. So if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, and spelling counts, so it's J-O-D-E-E. You can hear this as well as the previous radio shows. So, Jody, I don't want to take any more time away from your glowing introduction, but I know you have a great guest, so I'm going to kind of step out of the way and say thanks for being here on your own radio show.
And guess what, Peter? I've missed you because we've had all this work to do on our latest project. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a lot of rebroadcasts, but I know that you're going to be in. I'm just going to say, fasten your seatbelt. This is one you better hold on, because it is getting to be a swift ride with our guest tonight. And Peter, you said, well, it's easy, peter.peter.news, peter@peter.news, because you're always the news and you're always doing amazing things for all of us behind the scenes. And I would only say is that I'm 3 minutes of an introduction is like we really are married together, because when you find people that are heart-centered, We're collaborative, we're servant-driven. That is you, and that's why from that first phone call, I've never been the same. And I've never been the same since all of this, all that I've done, ever since I just went into that Lalachie League meeting, and I looked as an expectant mother with 3 months, had a little belly on myself, and saw the dining room and said, well, what are we serving? These, you know, there were breastfeeding moms and expectant moms. What are we feeding here? It's additives and preservatives, those two food groups. I've never looked back, because I got challenged at that point. And they said, well, why don't you do something about it? I did. I got my first health coaching certification. And then after that certification, I became bona fide and certified with every eye that I could do, because I fell in love with preventative health. I fell in love with foundational health. And when you fall in love with something, you marry your radio producer. That's what people do when you find, as Kathy Strauss, one of our a new authors, said, when you find your soul tribe, it's a vibe that will drive any engine, anything. And that's, Peter, what you do for me. And I know in my heart and soul, 1 million pounds of toxic fat loss, 3,000 clients that I've been able to serve in this COVID culture, that they've restarted and regained and reclaimed their lives. But when you can find a woman that is my guest here today, again, on Building Fortunes Radio, Peter, she falls into that same category. When you said that first conversation, you knew that your life would never be the same. I knew with this young lady, because she's a year younger than me, that my life would never be the same. But I am Dr. Jody Bear. For those of you who don't know my voice, I'm known as America's top foundational health coach, 4 decades plus, 69 and a half, going into my 7th decade with the most monster, amazing retreat down in Boca Raton, Florida. Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. It's the day after my 7th decade, my 70th year around the sun. On the 22nd, we will be at the Wyndham Hotel in Boca Raton, Florida. It is catered, all meals included, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We already have 40 physicians that have signed up, and we haven't gotten live. So if you want to get information on this one-of-a-kind experiential retreat, it's going to be a health epiphany, because it's going to be facilitated by the one and only, the incomparable Dr. Jim Marinakis. I will be hosting the event, and it will be Healthopedia, our first live summit. We will be streaming it live across the airwaves with Traverse TV. Thanks to you, Peter, because you said your life would never be the same, and my life has never been the same, going ahead and doing these things on radio and TV, and now I'm pre-recording my show for Monday, for Mindset Monday, and we're in Central Florida with all of this. It's because you cared enough to make that phone call. You cared enough to reach out and create a relationship with me, and I will never forget it, and I'll never forget you. And this young lady, because she's a year younger than mine, you will never forget this young lady as well, and what she has done in her 4 decades of teaching, and what she has done with her 4 decades of being an award-winning instructor in COVID. She found herself wanting to do more. She wanted to do more, putting herself in a position with all these homeschool kids. All of a sudden, parents were thrust into homeschool, and what were they going to do? Being a zombie in front of a computer, and she said, I can make a difference. That's what Melanie Summers is going to share with us. Her solo book, Learning Outside the Lines, is coming to fruition in September. But what's also coming to fruition in September is our Healthopedia. Healthopedia has arrived. You've heard me talk about it on the radio show before. My 1984 vision on a gold card, after working with Hulda Clark, the iconic MDM pioneer in this field, and all of a sudden, I found this gold card, 1984. Now we're in the middle of the COVID lockdown, 2021. Melanie's and my life have paralleled this way. And it simply stated, I will write the Eastern medical version of the PDR. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 3 days after Melanie's book will launch on Amazon, and look for it, Learning Outside the Lines. You're going to remember her last name, Melanie Summers, because we want to have endless summers. It's plural. You will find listed, be a bestseller, international, many, many time international bestseller. I can feel it. Then on the 18th of September, Healthopedia is launching with our 42 authors. It is going to typesetting. It's going to be another mission and vision come to fruition. And I can tell you, it will be an endless summer as we bring back, after this commercial break, my great friend, my soul sister, my colleague, my fellow author in Healthopedia, and her own author for her solo book, Learning Outside the Lines. We'll bring back Melanie Summers after our commercial break. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear. We're here with Melanie Summers, and Jody's going to introduce Melanie. We're going to have special segments of this. We'll replay this because this is so important during the week as well. So if you hear us multiple times, that's why. So, Jody, over to you.
And I will just say, I gave Miss Melanie the introduction. She's one of a kind. Her smile goes from Arizona all the way up Boulder to Florida. I am so honored. This is number four, your best, on Building Fortunes Radio. Melanie, welcome. I give you all the honor and all the respect for what you are doing, what you have done with these homeschool parents to empower them as a health and home coach, and what you have done now as you're going into this new phase of homeschool coaching and doing this with learning outside the line. So welcome back to Building Fortunes Radio, Melanie.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. And, you know, I just absolutely adore you two. So while you're singing my praises, let me sing yours too, because there's no better friend than you.
And I tell you, we've done a lot of good damage, Thelma and Louise, but we haven't driven off the cliff because we have climbed it to new heights. So for those of you that don't know, it's just about a minute or so. Tell them who you are, how you got for a little girl in Sisterville, West Virginia, how you got into having this passion for teaching our children.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, my name is Melanie Summers, and I taught school for 42 years in the public school systems. I started in 1976, but I actually got the love for teaching way before I even went to school. You know, when I sat underneath my maple tree in my front yard with all of my dolls and all of my stuffed animals and my very best friend, who nobody else could see but me, wink, wink, I just taught them things. I would teach them things that my mother taught me. My mother would sit in front of her windows doing the weekly ironing. Yeah, that was back in the day when you actually ironed your clothes instead
and
of
that's
the termopress.
And
she would be ironing, and she would be singing the ABC song, and I would be singing it right with her. And then she would take me upstairs to put me to bed for my afternoon nap. But before she did that, she'd snuggle up beside me with a book and read me a book that I would read later to my friends under the maple tree by just looking at the pictures. So I really, really thought learning was a great thing even when I was 3 and 4 years old. But I went to school at my little town, Sistersville Elementary School. My favorite teacher was my second grade teacher. I still remember her. She never had to raise her voice at all. She just would have to look at you with that look. And you would say,
We know the look.
Yeah. But it wasn't a mean look. It wasn't a happy look. It wasn't a mean look. It wasn't a sad look. It was a blank look. She would just blankly look at you, and you knew, okay, whatever I'm doing, I better stop. But she was teaching fractions one day, and she put on the board 1/2 and 1/4, and she said, which one of these do you think is bigger? And she said, show of hands, who thinks 1/4 is bigger? And every hand in the room went up but mine. And then she looked at me and she said, well, Melanie, why do you think 1/2 is bigger? I said, I bake with my mom all the time, and she lets me measure things. And I know that when she tells me to put a half a cup of sugar in a cup, that it's more than 1/4, because the line is lower on 1/4. And she smiled and looked at me, and she goes, "You're going to be a great teacher one day." And boy, oh boy, I knew what I was going to do when I grew up. And that's exactly what I did. I went to college. I entered college in 1973, went through a four-year course in 3 years, and ended back up at Sistersville Elementary School teaching third grade. So that was my start of education.
And it just blew up, and I mean, award-winning, and I can truthfully say I've seen you in action. I'm so grateful that we found each other through business. I'm so grateful that you took my lead. I said, "Melanie, let's write a book." And what do? We are not collaborative
book.
Yes, Ignite Wisdom. And then Melanie said, "I'm going to write another book." And she was in Ignite Forgiveness. And then I wrote another book, a chapter in Ignite Faith. And then I said, "You need to tell." I remember having that conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just thinking that you're listening in like on a party line like they had in the 50s and 60s, you really are. We just give each other, we feed off each other. That's what a heart-centered sister you are. And maybe I was born in Sistersville in Montana a long time ago, you know, with you, because that's what I feel. And you saw and supported me so on through the 21 Days to Your Best You that launched in May. Now yours is launching just in time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear this. I'm giving this announcement. Just in time for back to school. Are you thinking, do you really want to put your child in all of this nonsense and not really know what's teaching? Do you want to have control? You probably do. And you felt that in your heart, but I don't know what to do. I will tell you, Melanie Summers has her own website. It's called www.thebomb.com when it comes to education. But you are more, Melanie, than just giving knowledge. You have given your heart to this book. So let's spend the next, before we digress to our next book, as we should say, but give a real 3 to 4 minute soundbite. Why did you decide to write this solo book? What is Learning Outside the Line about, and what could a parent expect from you, the author, and you, the homeschool coach? The next 3 minutes is yours. Go for it.
Well, what sparked me to write Innovative Homeschool Solutions, that's the name of my company, Learning Outside the Line. I was in the middle of COVID like everybody else. We were all quarantined, and my phone rang. And it was a past student of mine. And she said, "Is this Mrs. Summers?" And I said, "Yes." She goes, "Well, this is blah, blah, blah." I won't give her name. But I said, "Well, what can I do for you?" She goes, "I'm having so much trouble in the algebra. Can you help me?" And I said, "Well, what is your problem?" And she went on to explain to me. And she goes, "You know, you're the only teacher that ever taught me math that I could pick it up as soon as you were done. I mean, you have a way of explaining things that no one else can." So that was kind of like, all right. But what happened is I helped her. A few minutes later, my phone rang, and it was another child. She said, "Well, I just got off the phone with," and she said, "You helped her. Can you help me too?" And then it just seems like that week I had call after call from parents and children that needed my help. And they were at home trying to learn off of a computer like the Zoom that we do now on meetings and things like that. But can you imagine a child trying to learn algebra on a Zoom?
No.
And,
no.
And,
heck
and,
no. How are you going to do that? How can you learn
you
math
can't.
On a Zoom? No.
You can't do that. And so that's what sparked me to say, all right, I'm going to do this. And because at the time, at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, there was approximately 900,000 documented homeschooled children. And if you add the undocumented to it, they say it's three times that. So there was, what, a little over 2 million homeschool kids?
Yes.
That has climbed to date to 15 million kids being homeschooled. And the thing about it is
there's
that
a need. You saw the need.
There is a need. There yes. is a need for it. And parents need me because parents, although they taught their kids the ABC song just like my mom did, when you get to higher learning things, they don't have a clue. And they also don't know how to be engaging. They try to model their homeschool after public schools, and you just can't do it because you're at home. You're at home, and you're,
yes.
And you, and there are, and I also discovered this fellow back in the 1980s. He was a psychologist by the name of Howard Gardner, and he came up with this thing called the theory of multiple intelligences. And when I found that, it just absolutely sent me on a higher plane of teaching. Well, I teach this to my parents because they once they find
sure.
out how their kid learns best, any and everything they do can be just multiplied. And the thing with homeschooling is you don't have to get your kid up at 6 o'clock to catch the bus or to take them to school, and sometimes they end up in after school because you're not done with your work or this and that. You can shave hours off of a child's learning day by homeschooling. Not only that, is you don't have to stop because it's a Saturday or a Sunday. You don't have to stop because it's summer vacation. You don't have to stop and do a fall break. You just can keep right on with your kids.
Every time you go somewhere. Okay. So I want to introduce, because you're on a roll, but I need to say this.
Yeah.
Not only these parents, but I have seen you do this. I have seen you take little ones just on your way. You just don't want to teach. You can't help but teach. So these tips and tricks that she's talking about, she does, and she will do just automatically. Parents, don't you want to learn those? Carry on.
Well, that I was just going to say that you can make anything and everything you do a learning experience. Even if you want to take your kids on a trip to the zoo, you can make it a learning experience and come back and just by talking about, well, what animal did you like the best? Why? You know, all right, would you write that down for me? Now you've got a writing assignment. I mean, it's just tons of things you can do with your kids. And everything becomes an exciting time in their life. It's just
because
not sitting in front of a book.
It's not sitting in front of a book in a room and everything else. Now, don't give too much of your expertise away because we want them to buy the book.
Well,
tell
we
us
do
about
want
the
them.
Book. Yeah.
Okay, well, the book. The book is everything a parent needs to know if they're going to homeschool their child. And it starts from, and it also gives things like, I did a lot of surveys, and I questioned a lot of people on why you like homeschooling. And I also surveyed people who didn't homeschool. You know, what is it about schools that you like? What is it you don't like? And when I did that, I found out all kinds of different things that I never even thought about from the heart of the parent. And it goes into why people homeschool, and arguments that people give you, other people's opinions. I shoot those down faster than, you know, a rocket. I even tell you how to make a high school transcript for your homeschool child so that they have that in hand if they want to go to college. I give them tips on what they need for homeschooling and what they don't need for homeschooling. I go through, you know, the steps. You know, there are states that have different requirements if you're going to homeschool your child. And then there are states
exactly.
that have no requirements. Well, if you're in one of those states that have requirements and you didn't look up the requirements, do you know you can be fined and even arrested?
You might hear as you're homeschooling, right? You hear this little knock?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mrs. Summers, you're not allowed to do this. So, Melanie, you have everything in there. You are a researcher. How can people, what are you going to be doing on the 15th of September that is going to just light people up when you launch this book? Please share.
Well, I am going to, the 15th is my official launch date. Of course, I will start earlier, you know, in the week and move up to that. But it's going to be launched, and you can get my book at Amazon.com. And I will have it available also if you want me to send you an autograph, a book. But it's going to launch there. And it's going to have all kinds of little tricks and tips in it also that you don't even need to buy. I mean, it's going to be there for you at your fingertips. So you can get it, and you will be able to also get it by ordering it off of my website, www.innovativehomeschoolsolutions.com.
INNOVATIVE, Homeschool Solutions, because you are the homeschool solution woman. And I'll tell you something, we are going to be going over, I just got the thing, because I want to spend the next 10 minutes on saying, why did you say yes when you've got all this going on with these homeschoolers, all this going on with your solo book and everything that they're going to do? And she will have such, I mean, amazing, amazing incentives. So that you're going to want to coach with Melanie. Just got to get her book. So go ahead and look her up on Instagram and all social media. I do the Mel. I know Melly Moments. It's Melly _ Moments. Do you have another homeschool, Instagram link as well?
No, I don't, but you just gave me the idea that I probably ought to.
Like learning outside the line. I did that, Mel, when I did mine, and it was very, when I launched my book, it was very, very helpful. I got 2,000 sales just by doing 21 _ days, best you. So that's my tip. See, we just feed off each other. I mean, I know that sounds like they say it's a bromance. Well, we're a sister romance, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm going to come back to this. Healthopedia, when you knew I was doing this book, you've got all this going on. Why did you say yes?
Why did I say yes? Because my best friend asked me to write in her book.
Aww.
And that was, to me, that was like the supreme, the most supreme of things that you could have said or asked me to do. It was a compliment.
Serious?
It was a supreme compliment for me to be in your book, writing right alongside not only you, but all of these other famous people and famous authors and doctors. You wanted me to write in your book too, because you obviously thought I had a story I needed to share in your book. It was a compliment.
And you have a story, and there's no doubt that what Melanie does is have a story, and we are going to light it up. Peter, you'll have graphics from Melanie to promote her book, it may be a learning outside the line, but it's a legendary moment, because this too is a movement, like Healthopedia is a movement. And going down and chilling out at and learning from Dr. Jim Marinakis, our retreat will be just that. It will be a movement. It will be a retreat. It will be a health epiphany. And you've got double, I mean, I won't call it double trouble. It's double blessing. Melanie, that is what you are in such a way to me, to those teachers. When I saw your husband, I want to just end with this story. When Rick Summers said, I've seen my wife countless times go into her own pocket to make sure a child has more. What kind of a homeschool coach do you think she's going to be for your child? You couldn't get any better than the woman who has a name of the endless summer. Put an F on the back, Melanie Summers. Truly, truly, they couldn't do any better. And whether it's this season or another, than Melanie Summers. And I mean that from my heart, Melanie.
Well, I thank you. That just kind of gives me a little choke up inside of my heart here.
It does.
So what if, yeah, so what is the final word? No more tips. Don't get to tell anyone on the book. They got to buy the book, be in your program, yeah. Bottom line. They got to buy the book. It's Healthopedia. I get the Bernie Bits, something to snack on, with Bernie ebook, and come to our retreat. But what is your last piece of sensational summer's wisdom that you'd like to leave our audience with?
Children, Aristotle said, give me a child when they're 7 years old and I'll show you the adult. What adult do you want your child to grow to be? That child can grow to be the best of adults when he is loved and supported all the way through its life by his parents.
I tell you, that's your thing, because you will carry them all the way. You will carry them all the way, as I would say, in all six pillars of health. And as far as I know, as Les Brown says, who we're both coaching together. See, Peter, we just can't leave each other. We are just twins in everything we do. And what does Les Brown say? Children are 40% of our population, 100% of our future. And you will make that 40% that have the blessing to be around you, Melanie, the best that they can be. Peter, back to you.
Excellent information. We're going to make sure that Melanie has a guest page. We'll have her links. We'll do some graphics. You'll see her on different sites that we promote as well, because I'm really interested in helping her get this message out. There's probably nothing more important than a parent can do. I mean, there's probably a couple of things that you need to do, like a half a dozen, like Jim Rohn might say. But one of those is certainly focus on education and learning how to homeschool the right way. I think is probably one of the most important things a mom or dad or both can do for their kids. So, or however you might handle it in your household. So like you had mentioned, you know, whatever you're doing in those first, what is it, seven? I don't know if it's eight. Maybe it's 10.
Seven years.
They say seven. I don't care. Some people are slow. Some people are fast. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. I don't care. Whatever you're doing with your kids in those formative years is probably going to mean a lot of what happens in the next generations of those children. So I think this is super duper important. We're well behind it. We're going to replay this many, many, many times. And I'm going to say thanks for being here. And Jody, I'll let you wrap it up. But Melanie, if you can, spell your last name one more, because lots of people, you know, spelling counts when it comes to looking up stuff on the internet. So spell your last name. If you want to spell your first name, you can do that too. And then just remind people where they can get the book.
All right. My last name is Summers, S-U-M-M-E-R-S. And, of course, I'm Melanie. My mother named me after Melanie out of the book Gone with the Wind, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. She should have called me Scarlett. Anyway, you can find me. You will be able to find the book on Amazon.com. That's where it will be located. You will also be able to find the book on my website, InnovativeHomeschoolSolutions.com. And that's where you'll be able to get, that's about all you can. You can give me a contact, you know, you can contact me. Right now, if you need to get a hold of me, it's Melanie at InnovativeHomeschoolSolutions.com. And that's my contact information.
Excellent. And we'll make sure that that's on her guest page as well. So if you go to buildingforgeradio.com and you say, I remember her name was Melanie, if you type in Melanie, or I think her name was like a season, like summer. So you can type that in there as well. And on that page, we'll make sure we have links to the books and the other things that you guys are working on as well. So I always enjoy having you here. Glad we might be able to help. Big difference in kids' lives. I'd like to. That's why we did Building Fortunes Radio, make a big difference. And Jody, I'll let you wrap it up.
You make a difference, Peter. Melanie makes a difference. Let's make this a difference together. You can always count on what we do at Building Fortunes Radio. You can always count on what we will do with excellence, with supreme. And in this, I'm going to say it's a pristine, in my sense, pristine clean. And the other, you can glean the same pristine, absolute, amazing homeschool, not just for fathers, but it's for mothers, because it's going to come from Melanie Summers. That's the closest I could come to a run.
Cool.
And we'll say, ciao for now.
Yep, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Melanie.
You've been listening to
Bye-bye.
Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.